B'choros Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet 9:4 says the Mishnah Hakol Nechnes Ladir Lhis Asher. All the animals that are born to a person in general should be going into the corral once a year to be tithed. When we say all, we mean is even animals that aren't really eligible to be korbanos. If it's a bal mum, it won't be a korban, but still it should go in and be one of the 10. And what will happen is, if the bal mum is the 10th one that comes out, so then you'll just eat it then and there. You don't have to bring it to the base mikdash, and it's not going to be a korban meiser at all. Hakol comes to add, however, all sorts of other animals which are invalid as korbanos. They're sort of like halachic bali mum, if you will, but they're also to be included in the calculus. I mean, they go into the deer and they become part of the flock, which is tithe. So what is that coming to add? So the way that the Gemara learns it, our Tana here has 8 separate additional things in mind. To my mind, they kind of go in pairs of 2. That's just how I remember them. So you have the Roveh and the Nirva, the Muktz and the Nevad, the Esra and the Mechir Kelev, and the Tuntum and Androgynous. What are those 8 things? So Roveh and Nirva means an animal that participated in bestiality, whether it's the male or the female. So that animal is not valid as a korban. But if you have such an animal, it should go into the corral to be part of the tithing. Then you have the Muktz and the Nevad. Muktz means an animal which was set aside to be offered to an idol, but it wasn't actually offered. Or because if it was, it'd be Asabrana. And or Nevad, the animal was worshipped, living animals worshipped as an idol. Those animals, again, are invalid as korbanos, but they go into the calculations in the deer and the corral for tithing. Esnan u'mechir kelev. So these are a pair in my mind anyways. Esnan means the wages one pays to a prostitute. If he would use a sheep, that sheep becomes invalid to be brought as a korban. It's a law from the Torah, 1 of the 6:13, but it does go into the corral as part of the tithing. And the mechir kelev means if a person's trying to buy a dog, and he's going to trade a dog, like barter, trading his sheep for a dog, so that sheep that he traded for a dog is also not valid to be used as a korban, also from the Torah, 1 of the 6:13 mitzvahs. Okay, that's 6. The final 2 are the tumtum and the androgynous. This is not quite la halacha, but according to our Tana here, says the Gemara, the our Tana holds that the tumtum and androgynous is just a suffix, maybe it's a zachar, maybe it's an akeva. We don't know if these animals are male or female, because the tumtum has its private parts covered in like a membrane, so you can't see is it a boy or girl. And then androgynous means it has both male and female parts, so again, you can't tell if it's a boy or girl. So it doesn't matter, says Artana, because who cares? Whether it's a male or female animal, it's subject to maestros. Bechor is only male, but maestro is male and female. Okay, lelach, on this last point, the halachas follows the chacham, which is androgynous, actually is like a min b'fnei atzmo, it's like a different species, and therefore it's actually exempt, okay, from tithing, but that's not the point right now at all. Okay, now, back into our Mishnah, although Hakol Nichnas Ladir L'Hisaser, all of these 8 kinds of animals, in addition to all the other animals, that all the cows, goats, and sheep, all they go into their respective, you know, corrals for tithing, but Chutz Mine Kilayim V'Hatreifa V'Yotzi Dofen V'Mechusar Zman V'Yasom. These 5 animals are exempt from going to be tithed. Now, the basis of these 5 exemptions is exegetical, it's from Psukim. Okay, the basic starting point is, There's a gezeirah shava that connects the word tachas. In the context of Maaser Behemah, it says all animals should pass tachas hashevet, beneath the staff. They're counted, right? Then the 10th one gets marked with red. And there's a pasuk back in Parshas Emor, which is talking about korbanos in general. And there also has the word tachas, which connects the gezeirah shava. And that pasuk says, I'll read it to you here. It's really, I'm reading from Vayikra Chaf Beis, pasuk Chaf Zayin, 22:27. Sure, O kesev, o eiz, ki yivaleid. If you have a shor, a kesev, or an eiz, these are the 3 types of animals, but the drush is going to be specifically these kind of animals, but not kilayim, not a hybrid animal, which is like born from a mommy goat and a daddy sheep, or vice versa, a daddy goat and a mommy sheep. No, that would be exempt, that's kilayim. Ki yivaleid, when it is, shall be born. So the being born comes to exclude animals that are not born in the normal sense, but they're taken out of the side of the animal called yotzi dofen, what we call cesarean section. They're taken out from the side. That's not yivaled. It's not born. And it's exempt, not just from your korban in general, but it's exempt from being tithed as well. Then, vahaya shivas yamim tachas imo. It'll spend 7 days beneath its mother. Now, here's the word tachas is the gezeirah shava word. The 7 days tell you that for the first 7 days, an animal's not valid as a korban. That's mechusar zman. It has to be at least 8 days old. And Tachas Imo says it has to have a mother. If it has no mother, it's going to be exempt from, has the mother in the context here, it means that the mother was never alive throughout any part of the child's life. Basically, the mother died in childbirth, and the baby is you know, we'll say the Mishnah, the baby cow, goat, or sheep, never, for instance, had a living mother. Okay? So then, Umiyom Hashmini v'hala yirat l'korban isha l'Hashem. Okay, from the eighth day onwards, it will be valid as a korban to Hashem. So based on that pasuk, we're going to say the following exemption. Says the Mishnah, kol nechnas l'dir v'tlisaser, all the animals, cows, goats, and sheep, from this past year, from Rosh Chodesh El to Rosh Chodesh El, are all put into the corral to be tied, even the Bali Mumin, even the ones that have those eight other halachic problems. Chutz menekilaim, with the exception of animals which are the offspring of a father goat and a mother sheep, or vice versa. Vatrefa. Now, a trefa means an animal that has one of these defects, which means it will die in the next year. The Gemara and Chul in this third parak lists 18 different the issues of making an animal a trefa. One of them is that it's missing a leg. Its leg is severed off from above the knee. Such animal can't walk. Since the pasuk says it has to go pass under the shave at the staff, and this animal can't do any passing of walking because it's missing a leg, therefore it's exempt, and we extend that not just to the missing leg trefa, but all 18 types of trefas, they're exempt from tithing. The yotze dofin, the animal which was born by cesarean section. The mechusar zman, animal not yet 8 days old. The yasom, and the animal who's a yasom, an orphaned animal literally, which means it never had a living mother. And the Mishnah speaks that out fully. It says, ezu yasom, what is a orphan animal? What's that supposed to mean? Kol shemese imo, o shenishchata, any animal whose mother died during childbirth or was slaughtered during childbirth. So by the time the mother was, the baby was born, there's no mommy here at all. So that baby's exempt from Meiser Behema. On that point, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rishu actually disagrees. He says, Efilu nishchata imo, even if the animal was, mommy animal slaughtered prior to the baby being born, but Vahashelach kayam, if the pelt, the hide, the skin of that animal, the mother animal, is still around, ain't a yasom, that won't be a yasom, not considered to be an orphan, because there are certain places where what they do is, when that happens, that the mother dies during childbirth, they'll take its pelt, its hide, and cover the baby with it to keep it warm. So the point is, there's a way to have a baby tachas imo, even if the mother's not alive. So according to Yeshua, that would still, if the mother was dead but the hide is present, the baby would still not be considered a yasom. But the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yeshua. So simply put, a yasom, animal which is born, and for the moment it comes to the world that has no mother, the animal is exempt from Meiser Behema.